This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Three Front Range health departments serving more than 2 million residents are issuing orders to stay at home because of COVID-19. Boulder and Jefferson counties and Tri-County Health Department, which serves Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties, announced the order today. It will take effect tomorrow at 8 a.m. The orders say people must stay home except for getting groceries, medical supplies, or engaging in outdoor activities while social distancing. Frontline hospital workers say the state is at a pivotal time for addressing the outbreak. Nurses and doctors say they're seeing a surge in COVID patients. Some hospitals report that the number of patients is doubling by the day. Dr. Richard Zane is chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at the CU School of Medicine.
There's no way to describe it. These next 2 weeks are going to define how bad the next 18 months are.
Zane says it's urgent that people stay at home and avoid physical contact with others. While Denver is dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak, crime is down in the city. Denver's Esteban Hernandez says figures from the city's police department show a 29% drop in reported crimes.
Chief Paul Pazin said crime was down significantly in some areas, including property crime like larceny. He said crime might have decreased because more people are staying home. The city has closed its largest venues, it's shut down bars and restaurants, and it issued a stay-at-home order that took effect Tuesday evening.
Denverites Esteban Hernandez. Metro Denver has highs today in the 60s, about the same tomorrow, and then cooler temperatures with rain and snow in the metro area forecast for Friday. There's high fire danger today in Pueblo and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.